Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here. Right now, get up to 80% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, seasonal decor, and way more. All at Wayfair. These are Wayfair's best deals of the year. From seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 80% off during Wayfair's Black Friday sale. Now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Oh, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you hand me a coffee? Oh, I'm dragging it today. That time change was a little more than I bargained for. Could have been a wild weekend to boot. Oh, boy. Monday. Oh, boy. Welcome to the show about food and fun places in the mayhem of life. I hope you had an amazing weekend. This is it. We're into the frosty days of fall now as we welcome you into the Beach Bunker for a Monday. We've got your weather update. And even though Mother Nature normally tells us this is the frosty week of fall, it's not happening. She's giving us a reprieve. She knows how we're struggling. We've got some really nice weather coming our way this week, so we can't wait to tell you a bit about that. Also, sad news in the world of entertainment. We've got another passing. Quincy Jones, who produced basically anybody who was super famous, Celine Dion, Frank Sinatra, Michael Jackson. Quincy Jones was Mr. Music, let's face it. He was 91 years old, and we'll remember some of the legendary work of Quincy Jones this morning on the show. Also, big election day tomorrow, of course, south of the border, the big day, all this political talk, all the nasty name calling will finally come to an end. The countdown is on, and Will Ferrell and John Oliver have come up with a new American anthem, and we'll have it for you on the show today. Also, how you think many of your favorite American fictional characters would vote from the cast of Friends. You know, the actual characters in the show Friends to some of your favorite primetime shows. If they were real people, how would you think they would vote? Kamala or Trump? We'll take a look at that this morning on the show. Also, more hotels are removing dressers from their rooms. In fact, they're removing a lot of stuff. There's just going to be a bed and a toilet in there. We'll tell you why. We got back yesterday afternoon from our stint at the Skydancer at in Belcourt. Once again, thank you to the tremendous staff there for their amazing hospitality over the weekend. Hunter Hayes was a great show. From start to finish, we caught Hunter. He was a great act, and we'll have a little bit of that coming up in just a second. First, let's say good morning to our Sunseekers, and welcome aboard. And I also have our beach house. We're going to do a beach house housewarming show today. What do I mean by that? There's a story that goes along with this. When this live stream started, we wanted to mimic the Friendly Giant. If you're old enough to remember the Canadian TV show The Friendly Giant, where at the end of the show he would say, "Oh, we have to say goodbye," but just so you know, and then the camera would pan down to these tiny little chairs around a fireplace. And he'd say, "You know what? I've always got a chair. You can curl up in this one. You know what? And this chair will be waiting for you. And I'll have this rocking chair. Maybe you want a rocking chair. I'll have that one waiting for you too. So we'll see you again next time on the show." And I thought, you know what? I'd come across this model for a beach house just as we were putting together the nuts and bolts of the show. And I thought it would be a cool way to end the show. And then I got this thing home and opened it up. Too many pieces to put this thing together. I threw my hands in the air. My ADD kicked in. I'm like, no way. And it was on a studio tour of my folks. I had my folks in here. And they wanted to check out how the setup looked and so on. And my dad said, "What's in the box?" I said, "That's my beach house that didn't get built." I explained to him the story. And he says, "Give it to me. I'm retired. I'm just sitting around." And so he recently had some surgery that went well and came out, and he needed something to do that was like low impact. And so he got the beach house done, and we're going to see it today. I have my poppy on today. I wanted my poppy to pop. Remembrance Day, Veterans Day is on the 11th, which is a Monday, which is a holiday. There won't be a show on November the 11th. But I'm wearing my poppy. I encourage everybody to go get a poppy. And you know who's got them, in case you're looking for them, is Co-ops of Westman. You're at home here with Co-ops of Westman. You know, I love my Co-ops of Westman because this time of year, as the weather turns cold, they do such a great job pumping gas. And, you know, I just want to give them a shout out and remember that when it's too cold to be pumping your own gas, take it over to Co-ops of Westman. Now, the Royal Canadian Legion has all their poppy displays set up at the co-ops right across southwestern Manitoba. Donations collected during the poppy campaign are held in trust at the branch level to directly support veterans and their families within their community and to help ensure Canadians never forget. Find a poppy at select co-op locations, including Heritage, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, Neepawa, Gladstone Co-op, and Hamiota Co-op, too. So thank you to our veterans. It is Remembrance Day 1 week from today. And get your poppy at Co-ops of Westman. Also, special thank you to all those folks who dropped by Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC 1500 Richmond Avenue over the weekend, raising some money for the nurses. Oh, test driving with nurses on a Saturday? Absolutely. It was a great time had by all at Westman's number one EV dealership, your premier destination for electric vehicle needs in Westman. And that's what they were doing, answering questions. They're going to have a lot more of these where they came from because everybody's got questions. Everybody's got concerns and questions about EVs. And so Murray's is going to be the perfect place for you to go in with a no obligation, no hassle, no fuss, no muss way to get all your questions answered. With EV options, including the Equinox, the Blazer, Silverado, and Hummer, it means flexibility to find the fit for your lifestyle. And the potential savings are electrifying, but you have questions, and that's okay, because they've got the answers. At Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon, Westman's number one EV dealership. And lastly, our friends at Elkhorn Resort Clarso Nordic Spa. Just a few sponsor mentions here as we get the show going. Go to elkhornresort.mb.ca and click on packages. If you, and this is what's going to pop up for you. Packages and specials. Experience more, pay less. Unforgettable getaways at the Elkhorn. You can do the spa and stay special. They've got chalet specials, extra nights free, the ultimate relaxation, the honeymoon package. Even if you're not a honeymooner, the family fun package, the girls gone mild package. There's a ton of them there for you. So you can save some cash and at the same time have a wonderful couple of days up at the beautiful Elkhorn Resort, Spa, and Conference Center at beautiful Riding Mountain National Park, Clear Lake. Thank you for being sponsors on the Tyler Glenn Show. Beautiful Elkhorn Resort. There's a picture of Hunter Hayes on stage. Thank you if you managed to catch the live stream on Saturday, by the way. I do appreciate it, you guys. You know, stopping by, saying hi. It was really awesome. We had so much fun. It's always a good time. And his songs sound just as good in person. Sound was incredible. It's the first concert I'd taken in the Skydancer Event Center. And I have to tell you, acoustically, oh, there's Pudgy Man. There we are doing the show. That's a nice shot. That's a better shot of Tracy and I taking in the show right at the bar area there, enjoying ourselves. It was a lot of fun. A good time was had by all. Quincy Jones has passed away. He was 91 years old, and he was Mr. Entertainment. This guy basically produced for everybody. Celine Dion, Frank Sinatra, the list is long. I remember Michael Jackson, him and Michael Jackson hanging out, and he even discovered Oprah Winfrey. It wasn't just music. This guy really knew entertainment.
He's multi-Grammy award-winning producer, composer, and multimedia entrepreneur. Quincy Jones has died.
And the 91-year-old's career ranged from producing Michael Jackson's Thriller to doing collaborations with Frank Sinatra and Ray Charles. You name the big shot in the music industry, he's been there. The first movie he produced, The Color Purple, received 11 Oscar nominations back in 86. He was also one of the first black executives to really thrive in Hollywood. Jones died last night in California, surrounded by his family.
And, you know, if you are a fan of music, if you're a fan of Quincy Jones, if you'd like to know more about this guy, all you have to do is go over to Netflix. There is an amazing documentary that they produced about Quincy Jones before the pandemic hit in 2018. And it's rather fascinating. I would think that this is likely going to climb into the top 10 on Netflix because of his passing. You know how that works. Normally, when someone passes away, all of a sudden their bodies of work become even more relevant, and it's like a new generation is discovering the musical act or the TV entertainment of the person who passed away. But what I find fascinating about Quincy Jones is Quincy Jones is the behind the scenes guy. You know, at a time in entertainment where you had producers discovering talent, nowadays it just doesn't happen that way anymore. I think Justin Bieber might be one of the last ones, because it was Usher, I think, that discovered Justin Bieber, helped produce him and turn him into a star. All of those guys, obviously heavily influenced by the guy who was the biggest of them all, Quincy Jones. And as I said, Quincy Jones produced for Michael Jackson, Celine Dion, Frank Sinatra, and was able to tweak their sound. I mean, they had the talent to be incredible superstars, but this is a guy that sat behind the mixer board, knew that there were special notes that needed to be hit a little bit more. He would be directing the talent from behind the glass, kind of like how a movie has a director. Producers are the director of music, and that's what Quincy Jones does. Here's a bit of the documentary you can see on Netflix right now.
Pressure's on. Quincy's here.
What a great treat.
He worked with everybody. I mean, everybody.
Ultimate mentor and inspiration.
Oh, making me sound old.
You know who you are, man.
Quincy Jones, boy. I was inspired by combining hip hop and jazz. And you're the first to do it.
Quincy called me and he said, okay, well, I want to pitch your future to you.
You all know the story, right? Quincy Jones discovered me.
Don't try to do what he's done, because you get your ass killed.
Remember We Are the World? That's at USA for Africa. He did that one, too.
Paramedics, operator 36. What is the emergency?
Yes, having chest pain and shortness of breath.
If you don't feel good, you got to take care of it.
I will.
I'm a survivor. My whole life has been like that.
I'm from the south side of Chicago. In the 30s, man, and during the Depression, I wanted to be a gangster till I was 11. You want to be what you see, and that's all we ever saw.
Started playing a band, 14 years old, worked in the nightclubs.
But to see black men that were dignified, proud, I said, that's what I want to be. I want to be in that family.
Music was the one thing that offered me my freedom.
Dad, how do you deal with your ego and your art?
You have to dream so big that you can't get an ego, because you never fulfill all those dreams.
That is really cool. Dream so big.
I got 6 daughters and 1 son. Okay. That's why I don't have any hair.
I've seen the power of music as a tool to reach the hearts and minds of millions of people.
At each stage in this remarkable career, he's been somebody who's walked through that door before anybody else has.
At 14 years old, he saw Ray Charles. He saw Ray Charles at 14 years old and said, you know what? I'm going to get into the music business. And not only did he get into the music business, he was behind the scenes of almost everything in the music business. Quincy Jones, 91 years old, and passed away yesterday. You can see the documentary now on Netflix. And he has worked with everybody. Incredible. Restaurant news this morning. If you follow this show regularly, you know that we have been following the misfortunes of and the resurgence of restaurants like Red Lobster. Red Lobster filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. They restructured and then came back bigger. Well, not bigger, but healthier than they ever were. Not necessarily bigger, because they had to close some locations and they had to fire some people. And that was very, very unfortunate. But it's a tough go in the restaurant business, as we've said. And over the weekend, this happened. TGI Fridays, the gavel finally dropped. TGI Fridays has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The casual dining chain has blamed COVID-19 and its capital structure for its financial troubles. Its restaurants will continue operating as it works to restructure those that won't be closed. So I can't help but think that Red Lobster has kind of set the table for this, no pun intended. But Red Lobster really, they went into Chapter 11. They closed a bunch of stores. They restructured their staff. They got a new CEO. They cleaned up their act, and they emerged from bankruptcy protection, and now everybody is enjoying Red Lobster. Now, some people say it's not the same. Some people say it's just, you know, as good as it ever was. You'll have to go and find out for yourself. But I'm thinking that TGI Fridays is going to be going down that same road that Red Lobster did, where they're just going to close a bunch of underperforming stores. They're going to keep their creditors at bay. And TGI Fridays will close a bunch of locations. Now, this is not exclusive to TGI Fridays and Red Lobster. As we were telling you last week, Wendy's is closing 150 locations. Pizza Hut has closed over 100 locations. There have been a lot of closures as restaurants try and get in front of anything related to bankruptcy. To try to, okay, let's, before we mention the B word, let's try and get things in order here. Let's try and get this train back on the tracks. So if you're a fan of TGI Fridays, I hope that the one that's nearest you stays open. They immediately today will close 39 company stores, those that aren't franchised, that are owned by TGI Fridays corporate. So, well, maybe this is the start. You'll see the miniatures right away. You'll see what I'm talking about. Oh, here we go.
We are inside. Here's one little chair for one of you, a bigger chair for two more to curl up in. For someone who likes to rock, a rocking chair in the middle.
That's mean. That's a rocker.
A jack-o'-lantern on the mantel. I think Rusty put it there. I'll look up. Way up. And I'll call Rusty.
Look up and I'll call Rusty. Okay, so that's the start of the show. And then, of course, it worked in reverse where he would say, farewell, everybody. We got to go. Thank you for being here. You know, and he would show those chairs again. I always liked those little miniatures. I guess we could have called this, instead of the Tyler Glenn Show, the big Ukrainian giant that eats cheeseburgers and likes palm trees. But that was too long of a title for the show. The Beach House Villa, it's called. And, of course, this caught my attention right away. Do it yourself. Beach House Villa. Doesn't this look fantastic? I thought, okay, well, I'm going to do the same thing. Look at this. This is the Beach House Villa, and I got it home in the box. And too many pieces. Too many pieces to put together. So my dad, bless him, he's retired, and he had his surgery, and he was sitting around. He says, I'm going to put this thing together for you. So you're ready to see it? Are you ready? Okay, here we go. Going to take you for a tour. So that's what it's supposed to look like. All right. Take a look at that. Oh, just wait. I'll show you inside. We'll go on a little bit of a tour. It turned out fantastic. Look at that. We have our own beach house, Sunseekers. Rhonda says, thanks for the blast from the past. You like that show too. Isn't that, oh, just wait. Wait till you see the video, because I can, with the phone, I can get in there and you can see the intricacies of this beach house, okay? Are you ready? What a fantastic job. Isn't that great? Isn't that magnificent? Okay. There's the living room there, complete with a couch. Little dining room there with some chairs for us to have our beach to Sunseeker parties happening here. Someone's going to jump on the piano and play the piano. We're even safety first. We got a lifeguard station here, so no one's going to get hurt. We got a boat we can use. And then upstairs, well, that's the guest room. And we got a little patio for our morning coffee. And then on the other side is a pool. Look at the pool on the second floor. And palm trees. It's all ready to go. It is the Sunseeker Beach House. There's even a swing on the top floor by that bed. You see that swing there? There's even what is that called, where you look at the moon? Telescope. Telescope on the top floor. Pool parties, says Zumba Bernice. Yes, this is ours. It belongs to all the Sunseekers. This is the Sunseeker Party Shack in our minds. So you are welcome here anytime. I have stolen hotel shampoos for everybody. And this is, it's right behind me. This is sitting right behind me right now. In the beach bunker. So the beach bunker is real, and we have a beach bunker hideaway now. Didn't he do great work? Hey, coming up on Thursday, I can't wait to see these great kids trading cards at Tim Hortons. I'm going to be part of the Thursday party at Tim Hortons for NHL trading card nights.
They're going to have the trading card night in Dauphin and Brandon, same night this coming Thursday, okay? So if you have kids that have bought these Tim Hortons trading cards, the NHL trading cards, by all means, trading card night is Thursday at the Brandon store on 18th Street. They're also going to have a trading card night in Dauphin that same night on Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Now, there will be one Thursday, and then there is one, I believe, on the 14th, November 7th and 14th are the trading card nights. So many dates. We've got the 7th and 14th for the trading card nights, and then Holiday Smile Cookies return on November 18th. And again, we'll be doing the Smile Zone at the Brandon Clinic. This is so exciting. Remember when we were up in Dauphin and we did the Dauphin Hospital and they did the inside, made it so family friendly and the kids love it and it wasn't so dark and kind of gloomy? Oh no, the exact opposite of that. And that's from the group, the Smile Zone. And when you're buying your holiday smile cookies, that's where the funds are going to be going to Tim Hortons Camps and Smile Zone at the Brandon Clinic for the Brandon stores. So this is going to be very exciting. November the 18th is when they're going to be rolled out, so we still have some time, but you can pre-order yours now at timhortonswestman.ca. Again, that's at timhortonswestman.ca. At Leon's Furniture Superstore, your opportunity to save the tax ends on Wednesday, so you've got to act quickly. If you're looking for furniture, mattresses, three-piece major appliance packages, saving the tax may not sound like a lot, but trust me, saving the tax is going to save you some cash, even on the sale prices. But again, it ends Wednesday at Leon's Furniture Superstore, 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. Also, check things out online at leons.ca. At App Law Office, they are your trusted experts with regards to real estate transactions. If you're looking at getting a will done, they'd be more than happy to help you out with that. And they also deal with corporate law. So trust App Law Office for all those complicated legal forms, just as my pops helped me out with all the complicated intricacies of the beach house. Andrea and her crew can help you through the intricacies of the legal mumbo jumbo that comes along with real estate transactions and other stuffs like corporate law and estate law. App Law Office, building lasting relationships one case at a time at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with good intentions, only to sacrifice nutrition for convenience. Keep your body and mind nourished with whole body meal shakes from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But it actually tastes delicious. Try one of Kachava's indulgent flavors today. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS. That's KACHAVA.com, code NEWS.
And speaking of delicious, Kuiper's Family Bakery, all those cinnamon rolls I had last week, absolutely, unequivocally amazing. Out of this world fantastic. So delicious, so soft, so sticky. And just because Friday was Cinnamon Day and we were promoting cinnamon buns on Friday doesn't mean that you can't have them today. You can have them any day at Kuiper's Family Bakery. And of course, it's not just about cinnamon buns. They have got those cream horns. They're the pastry that's got cream in the inside of them. Man, they sell a lot of those. They're so popular. And they have got pies. They have got loaves. They have got biscuits. Love the cranberry biscuits. And of course, anything with cheese, using 100% real Canadian cheese in their baked products, like the pizza buns that I love. Tracy loves the cheese biscuits that they have. So soft, tender, and delicious. That's her favorite. The irresistible flavors of Kuiper's Family Bakery, your family bakery at 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner, beside Tasties. The official oil change of the Tyler Glenn Show is at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express. And as we get closer to the holidays, you getting an oil change does help make someone's Christmas a little bit brighter. Because every time you get your oil change, they make a donation to Samaritan House, Bear Clan, and Helping Hands. You need to get those fluids done, and it's important through the winter your vehicle is running as smoothly as possible. So make sure you slide it on by and have our friends take a look at it. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express at 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. And at Sunrise Credit Union, oh, have they got a cozy deal for you. Sunrise Credit Union has a cozy new mortgage rate at 4.3% residential mortgage. Some conditions apply, but Sunrise Credit Union is cooperative banking, meaning that once you bank at Sunrise Credit Union, you're not sending your money off to some foreign city, some different country. No, it is right here, locally owned and operated in the most intimate way possible. Credit unions are owned by the members they serve. SunriseCU.mb.ca. Get in touch with them today about the cozy new interest rate on mortgages at Sunrise Credit Union, 4.3%. So happy those mortgage rates have come down. And now is the perfect time to visit with our friends at Sunrise Credit Union. So Will Ferrell and John Oliver have come out with a patriotic new song and video for new U.S. citizens. Now, as Canadians, we can appreciate this. Of course, they've got the election tomorrow. If you are an American watching the live stream, please get out and vote. It is so important that you exercise your right to vote. And of course, it's not just for Americans. It's important for Canadians, too, to exercise your right to vote. It is an important part of the democracy. That being said, again, there are a lot of fun things that happen in America and don't really happen in any other countries. And I think that, you know, leave it to the comedians to make fun of the United States in a tongue-in-cheek way. They say this is the new anthem. And this, of course, in response to Donald Trump's Lee Greenwood song, I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. You know that song? There's Lee Greenwood right there, and here's John Oliver.
The government $700 a year for it. We're not assholes. We'll actually pay them $701 a year if they agree to play it at naturalization ceremonies from now on. And I could tell you more about it, but honestly, I think it's probably best just to show it to you.
You studied hard. You did your best. Filled out the form.
Will Ferrell is just awesome.
The test. Now you're part of a land that's so God bless. And starting today, you're American. There's corn dogs and apple pie. Fireworks lighting up the sky. NASCAR rodeo barbecue. That stuff's American. Now so are you.
Doesn't love corn dogs.
And our laws, I think it's time to mention our flaws. We're a real big country with real big problems. We're kind of hoping you could help us solve them. Televangelists and fossil fuels, metal detectors in all our schools, private prisons and Mountain Dew. That's such American.
Mountain Dew's pretty awesome.
The war on drugs, Scientology, Boeing Airlines, and Ted fucking Cruz. They're all American, now so are you.
Looks like the Schitt's Creek Hotel.
It's harder to be free.
America, we love you.
You weren't born here, you volunteered to join your fate to the great and the just plain.
I have monster trucks. Yeah, yeah. Tesla with the eagle on it.
Truck nuts and jet ski tricks. Santa corn and food on sticks. Thousands of medical bankruptcies. Plantation weddings and Chuck E. Cheese. Big coats and LLB. Tornado Spirit Halloween.
Spirit Halloween, we got it too.
And I just remember the coup. That's us American. Sure ain't perfect, but here's to the fight. The brightest future is the one you'll ride. Wherever you come from, wherever you roam, fellow Americans, fellow Americans.
Oh, liberty!
Fellow Americans, welcome home.
Well,
Farrell and John Oliver. The new American anthem they would like to have played at the naturalization ceremonies. Of course, that's where folks from around the world come to a country and they pledge allegiance to the new country and therefore become citizens of that country. And so I think they should. I think it's a perfect song. I think that's what makes America great, is that it is literally, truly the mishmash, crazy place where anything goes, anything can happen in America. And depending on who says it and what the inflection is, anything can happen in America sounds hopeful. And then you can also say, anything can happen in America sounds like someone just shot fireworks out their ass. But it's true, because anything can happen in America. You're not going to shoot fireworks out your arse in Canada. That's not going to happen. Government's going to say, no, that's not safe. It's basically, if you can think it in America, it's going to happen. And again, fire can cook your food and it can burn your house down. And there's a lot of times they'll burn their house down. America, please, tomorrow, please, America, don't burn your house down. How would fictional characters vote in the election according to a recent survey? Nearly everybody would vote for Kamala Harris. Liz Lemon, 30 Rock, Leslie Knope from Parks and Recreation, Carrie Bradshaw from Sex and the City, Phoebe from Friends, Elaine from Seinfeld. I'm going to see if I can make this a little bit bigger so you can see it better. No one is voting for Trump. No one. If this was up to the fictional people of Hollywood, Kamala Harris would have this thing in the bag. Monica Geller from Friends. Oh, she'd vote for Kamala Harris. Olivia Benson from Law and Order. Bella Swan from Twilight. Where is it even close? Mr. Miyagi from The Karate Kid is almost half and half. And Joey from Friends. Trump may get Joey from Friends to vote for him. Here's where it's evenly split. Carlton from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Forrest Gump, Deadpool, Marty McFly from Back to the Future, Scarlett O'Hara of Gone with the Wind, George Costanza of Seinfeld, Apollo Creed from Rocky, Bruce Wayne, Batman, Fraser Crane, Indiana Jones, and Michael Scott from The Office would be 50-50. And who would, what stars, fictional characters would most likely vote for Trump? Tony Stark from The Iron Man, Walter White from Breaking Bad. Notice all the bad people. Homer Simpson. Ron Swanson from Parks and Recreation. Dwight Schrute from The Office. The Joker. Roseanne. Well, and she is a Trump supporter in real life. Hannibal Lecter. Of course, all the fictitious murderers, evil villains and crazy people. John Rambo from Rambo First Blood would vote for Trump. Don Draper of Mad Men. Hank Hill from King of the Hill and Archie Bunker from All in the Family. Archie Bunker, by the way, got the most votes for a fictitious character that would vote for Donald Trump tomorrow. There he is. Archie Bunker, All in the Family. Alex P. Keaton from Family Ties. I was actually watching that on Pluto TV the other day and thought of this and thought, yeah, he would probably vote for Trump. He was such a big Reagan guy. We know what the deal is. We know what's going on. Okay, and finally this morning, why is the furniture leaving the hotel room? What's going on? Are people stealing the furniture? What's happening? Why are dressers disappearing from hotel rooms? So according to CN Traveler, dresser drawers are leaving hotel rooms along with all kinds of furniture and electronics in an effort to make hotel rooms more minimalistic, meaning less stuff. Why? Blame younger people. Hotels are noticing that online trends involving young people mean that the less you have, the more attractive you are to the up-and-coming generations. Minimalism is attractive to young people, so they're not looking for bells and whistles and are absolutely happy with a clean and efficient space. So hotels that cater to adults in their 20s, dressers are out and shelves and or hanging hooks are in. And there are other reasons too. Newly built hotel rooms are getting smaller and a lack of a big piece of furniture like a chest of drawers makes the room feel bigger.
Plus, people who are only staying in a hotel for a night or two tend to not use it anyway. But that's not all. Laminate floors are replacing carpets, which are much easier to clean. I'm not a fan. I like carpet under my feet in a hotel room, but I am seeing more and more laminate. How about you? You like the carpet or you like the laminate? For hotel guests in their 40s, 50s, or older, there's still plenty of hotel chains with drawers and computer desks. Although even the computer desk is going bye-bye because no one has a computer to put on the computer desk. It's all in the palm of your hand. So if a hotel brand is aiming at younger generations, Generation Y, Z, or just trying to be modern, less is more. So the next time you stay in a hotel and you don't see any furniture in the hotel, you know why. If you can, get outside. Sunshine, 7 degrees today, possibly double digits by the weekend. So let's enjoy it. Man, this is great. The normals too. Thank you, guys. Yeah, there's always a beach chair waiting for you, and now it's legit. Now there is a real beach chair waiting for you. It's tiny, but that's okay. We've got one for you. Thank you, Sunseekers. Thank you for joining our ride. Where bright rays and good vibes collide. Goodbye for now, but it's not the end. We'll see you soon like the sun once again. Thanks to Pops for making our beach bunker hideaway. Appreciate it, and I appreciate you guys for hanging out with us today, and we'll see you again tomorrow for more food, fun places, and mayhem. Have an awesome Monday, and we'll see you again tomorrow. Bye-bye for now.